You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Tuesday in Sacramento, Senator Andres Borges, whose district includes Tuolumne and Calaveras counties, discussed the Small Business Fairness Act before the Assembly Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and the Economy. Here are the edited comments and actions on SB 1457.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Assembly Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and the Economy. I'm Assemblymember Jordan Cunningham. I'll be serving as committee chair today. Today's agenda includes only one bill, SB 1457, by Senator Borges. Senator Borges, please approach.
Good afternoon.
I'd like to start by thanking the committee staff. They worked extensively with my office to fine-tune this legislation and address concerns, and I will be accepting the amendments presented by the committee. Modeled after the Small Business Regulatory Enforcement Act, passed by Congress and signed into law by President Clinton in 1996, SB 1457 allows for regulatory relief by requiring state agencies to establish policies to provide for the reduction or waiver of civil penalties for violations of regulatory or statutory requirements by a small business. This bill does not lessen regulatory standards on small businesses or reduce the rulemaking authority of the state agencies. Instead, it seeks to implement an additional review of civil penalties imposed on small businesses to prevent penalties from minor infractions leading to financial ruin and the eventual bankruptcy of a small business. To prevent bad actors from benefiting from such a policy, small businesses are required to meet certain criteria to qualify for a penalty reduction. The violation must not involve willful or criminal conduct, and the violation should not pose a serious health, safety, or environmental threat. SB 1457 also provides factors for state agencies to consider if and to what extent the penalty should be reduced, which include, but are not limited to, the degree to which small businesses cooperated during any investigation, the degree to which the small business engaged in subsequent action to correct the violation, prior history of the small business meeting regulatory requirements, the degree to which the penalty would impede the small business from continuing to operate, and the degree to which small business actions were negligent. With the amendments, the state agency may also apply conditions to the reduction or waiver of penalties, including requiring that the small business take corrective action or attend specified training. Many have seen that recent events have proven small businesses are an indispensable part of our communities. As an integral share of California's $3 trillion economy, small businesses and their employees are a driving force in job creation and tax revenue. As noted in the committee analysis, small businesses with less than 100 employees make up 97% of all businesses in the state and employ almost 35% of the workforce. And those with less than 20 employees have the strongest net job growth. The National Women's Business Council published an analysis of women-owned businesses. There were 1.3 million women-owned businesses in California, an increase of 27% from 2007. And of these businesses, 90% had no employees other than the owner. Minority women-owned businesses in California also saw the largest percentage of growth, with over 78% among Hispanic women-owned businesses, 57% among African-American women-owned businesses, and 44% among Asian-American women-owned businesses. During the pandemic, small businesses and workers have stepped up to continue providing employment opportunities, essential services, supplies, and food. Now more than ever, California needs to take action to provide regulatory, financial relief to small businesses that are a vital part of our economy. SB 1457 will further assist Californians during an already trying and uncertain time. We must mitigate costly enforcement actions for inadvertent mistakes and allow these essential components of our community to succeed. The bill was approved by the Senate without a single no vote. And with that, colleagues, I respectfully request your aye vote on SB 1457. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Borges. Will you be accepting the amendments identified in the bill analysis under comment 7?
I believe we have accepted all committee amendments.
Okay, without objection, we will adopt these amendments. Is there anyone here present in the room that would like to speak in opposition to the bill? Please approach the microphone if so. And seeing no one, I believe now it's time for questions from the committee.
Chair, I would like to make a motion for approval.
Second.
Moved by Assemblymember Choi, seconded by Assemblymember Quirk Silva. So I think we're ready to call the roll.
SB 1457 do pass with amendments to the Assembly Committee on Appropriation. Chair Cunningham?
Aye.
Assemblymember Berner Horvath?
Not voting.
Berner Horvath, not voting. Assemblymember Chow?
Aye.
Assemblymember Choi?
Aye.
Assemblymember Quirk Silva?
Aye.
Assemblymember Ramos?
Aye.
Assemblymember Luz Rivas?
Aye.
That vote is 6-0. SB 1457 is out. Congratulations. And that adjourns this committee today.
I just wanted to thank everybody here and also thank committee staff, Chairman. Excellent.